A king's secret it is prudent to keep, but the works of God are to be made known with due honor. My dear brothers and sisters, priesthood, deacons, president, dean, students and faculty, guests, friends and family, a king's secret it is prudent to keep. Le secret du roi, king's secret. You have become familiar with the king's secret. King's secret is the most precious gift we can receive, is faith, hope, and love. It is friendship with Jesus. He is the King, and his secret is the friendship with him. And it is prudent to keep it. It's your treasure. And I hope, and I'm sure that your time at ITI was a time where the secret of the King has become more deeply your secret, your friendship with Jesus. But the works of God are to be made known with due honor. Keep the secret, but make known God's works. That's your mission. You are not here only to deepen the King's secret in your life and your heart, but you are here to be prepared, to be strengthened, to make known in due honor the works of God. That's your mission, especially those who receive graduation today and who are called to reach out with this mission. Now I must warn you, the homily risked to be very long today, because the menu is so rich. The table of the word is so beautifully dressed, much better than the picnic we will certainly have afterwards. And allow me first to say something about this gospel, which is a special treasure for today. It's the gospel of today. And it's so appropriate that the church gives you this gospel today. It is a decisive moment in Jesus' life. This little scene with the poor widow is the last public moment in Jesus' life before his passion. After that comes only the apocalyptic eschatological vision of Jesus given, entrusted to his disciples, and then the passion. It is like a summary of the gospel. It is like a condensé, concentrate of all what Jesus wants his disciples to know and to live. But first of all, we have to undergo a harsh critique. Of course, it only touches the scribes. But when we hear that Jesus speaks about these scribes who go around with long robes. You are going around today with long robes. Me too. And we accept joyfully greetings at the marketplace, at least at the place of ITI. We will have seats of honor today, me always. It's terrible, yeah. Seats of honor in the synagogues, places of honor at the banquets. Yes, I know. Yeah. A bishop colleague said one day, I have to undergo the humility of the first place, always being seated on the place of honor. They devour the houses of widows as a pretext, reciting lengthy prayers. Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. Of course, Jesus speaks about the Jewish people, not about us. But we are the people of God. We are the people of God. So he speaks about us. And it is so vital to get the lesson of this little scene that follows. He sat down opposite the treasury. It was this famous treasure in the temple. Everybody coming in put some money into the treasure. Many rich people put in large sums. Thanks God, we have good friends at ITI. Rich people, yes, wealthy people who put large sums in the treasury of ITI. Father Sebastian, you know what it means. And I especially ask you for prayer today for our dear, dear friend, François Michelin, who passed away some weeks ago. A holy man. The 2 million euro, we never forget, he put into the treasure of ITI. He died in great poverty, freely chosen poverty, avec les petites sœurs des pauvres, like a poor man in a hospice. And he was a great, great Christian. It is good to remember him in this Eucharist and all our benefactors. Jesus saw this poor widow. And the first point we must remember is seeing with Jesus' eyes. If we have learned the secret of the King, if it has become ours, then we learn to see with the eyes of Jesus. He saw that widow. Do we have his eyes to look around? Do we discover the treasure of this widow? All our theological studies are straw if we do not acquire this, the eyes of Jesus. St. Thomas at the end of his life said, all what I have written is straw. Nevertheless, you have to read it, yes, to study it, before saying it is straw. But how often St. Thomas spoke about the vetula, the poor widow. And he gave us a target to reach in theology. If our theology is not feeding the faith of the widow, it is vain. It is straw. Where are the disciples? He sits alone there. The disciples are looking around, and the next moment they will address Jesus and say, oh, look how beautiful are these stones. Yes. They admire stones. He sees the widow. Calling his disciples to himself, calling them to him. In the Latin text in the Vulgata is convocans discipulos, convocans. That's the word for the church. Church is ecclesia, is the convocatio, the kahal. The church is the convocation of those who have been called by Jesus and have heard his call. Convocans discipulos. What makes the church? Of course, the institution is very important. But what makes the church, what is the life of the church, is that convocation of Jesus to look with his eyes, to be taught by him to see what he sees. Convocans discipulos. They are looking around. He calls them to see what he sees. And he shows them this poor widow. And he gives them perhaps the most important teaching he had to give to them. This poor widow has given more than all the others, because she has given all what she had to live. And in the Greek text it is said, holon ton bion. Her life. She has given her life. The others have given from their superfluous. She has given her life. And that's the last moment when Jesus is entering his passion, where he is giving his life. And he shows her what is the meaning of the church. What is the heart of the church? What is the secret of the King? Give your life. My dear brothers and sisters, this little passage of the Gospel, you receive, especially those who graduate today, receive that as a word for your life. Take it as the word that Jesus entrusts you, the secret of the King for today. Now, the homily length is already fulfilled, but I must say a word about Tobit. Sorry to add some words about it. Because we are at the end of the book of Tobit, and there are two elements I want shortly to emphasize, because they are important for ITI. The first, it's a book on the life of the exiled Jews. It's a witness of exile, of diaspora. It's a witness of these Jews who live in the dispersion, in the exile around the ancient world. And it's a witness how fruitful was this exile. It was a disaster. It was a disaster for the chosen people to be taken away from Israel, from the country, from the land. But then exile became a blessing. And I think your situation, our situation as church today, we go somehow through disastrous times. Somehow, at least in Austria, in Europe, we have often this feeling we are in exile in our own country, in the old Christianity countries. We have become foreigners in our own countries. But do not complain about it. Do not lament about the situation we are living in. See it as the chosen people did in the exile in Babylon. See it as a blessing. What happened? They became witness as creative minorities in the midst of the nations for the name of the Holy One and for His holy love. See it as a blessing. Do not be afraid and close up, but see that you are called to make known the works of God. And the second and the last point, of course, the book of Tobit is a beautiful book on marriage. It's a witness of this sound, beautiful Jewish family life, marriage and family life. With all the sufferings, the dispute between Hannah and Tobit, she does not understand him in his righteousness. He is unjust to her in his orthodoxy. Sarah, who is destined to become the wife of Tobias, she had suffered. 7 brothers have been killed by the demon before they could come together. And finally, the marriage between Tobiah and Sarah was a happy end. But what is important in this message on marriage are 2 things, and sorry to add, but I must say it. The prayer life of this family. Prayer life. At any occasion, Tobit, Tobias, Sarah, Hannah, they all burst out in prayer in difficult and in joyful situations. And what they pray is always a beracha, a benediction. They praise God in pain and in joy. And the whole life of these families, these 2 families that come together through marriage, is characterized by their prayer life. And therefore, I think the secret of the King is not only for you alone, but for your actual and future families. And the last point is the presence of the angel, Raphael. Raphael, the archangel, is the companion of Tobiah on his way to find his Sarah. The angel goes with him. The angel goes with the family. Prayer and the fellowship of the angel. These 2 messages for the family from the book of Tobiah, of Tobit. Now, sorry, it was a long homily, but it's so rich for you, the students of ITI, and I'm sure it does not sound strange to you. You have become familiar with the secret of the King. But please, make known His words, His works, when you reach out now as graduates.